Turning now to the tense scenes on Capitol Hill today, as U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi faced heavy scrutiny from a congressional panel about her handling of the Epstein files. In often combative exchanges, Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee accused the Justice Department of an active cover-up. The lawmakers criticized the slow release of documents and the choice to censor names of alleged co-conspirators over those of victims. Here's one particularly heated exchange between Pam Bondi and Republican Congressman Thomas Massie.
My position is any victim who comes forward, of course, we would love to hear from them. 1-800-CALL-FBI. Did you ask Merrick Garland that the last 4 years? Did you talk about Epstein?
I'm reclaiming my time. I'm glad you're asking about Merrick Garland.
You don't get a reclaim
because
time
this
when
is
you
bigger
don't,
than Watergate.
When I don't answer
this,
a question
this
the way
goes
you want.
Over four administrations. You don't have to go cool. back to Biden. Let's go back to Obama. Let's go back to George Bush. This cover-up spans decades, and you are responsible for this portion of it.
Now, Pam Bondi admitted in a letter to federal judges this week that mistakes were made in the Epstein case. But at Wednesday's congressional hearing, the attorney general defended her department's strategy, saying hundreds of lawyers worked on a compressed timeline to review millions of pages and that any disclosure of victims' identities were inadvertent. Take a listen.
I want to take a moment to acknowledge the Epstein survivors who are here today. I'm a career prosecutor, and despite what the ranking member said, I have spent my entire career fighting for victims, and I will continue to do so. I am deeply sorry for what any victim has been through, especially as a result of that monster. The Department of Justice is committed to holding criminals accountable to the fullest extent of the law.